And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Dot FM Morning News for the East Coast. We'll bring you some of the latest local news happening right now. Developing right now, reports just say that Gerard van der Sloot, one of the main people involved in the Natalie Holloway case, has just become a father. We'll bring that story to you later during weekend edition Saturday morning. Right now, 10:52 in the afternoon, morning. It's high of 75, partly cloudy skies, but the sun is expected to come out later in the day. Tomorrow, it'll be a high of 86. Now, a developing story several blocks from where we are. One person is dead and several others injured after a shooting erupted inside an East New York home early this morning. Now, in other news, a mass service was held this morning for three city firefighters that were killed in the Queens hardware store fire 10 years ago. The crowds head to Coney Island for annual mermaid parade. Sea creatures of all kinds will be displayed on Coney Island for today for the 29th annual mermaid parade. More on that during Show de Salcedo today at noon on SNYC Now Radio 1. Now some world news will be set off. President Hamid Karzai launched a broadside against his coalition of allies, saying their motives were suspect and the weaponry was polluting his country. The United States is pressing its crackdown against leaks. The case of Stephen J. Kim, an arms expert, is next in line in the Obama administration's unprecedented campaign after the crumbling of the case against Thomas A. Drake. He was once a watchdog professor, now he's defending himself. David Protest made a name for himself as the Innocence Project. He led exonerated a dozen wrongly convicted defendants. Then he locked horns with the prosecutor. President Obama rejected the views of the lawyers at the Pentagon and the Justice Department when he decided he had the authority to continue the U.S. participation in Libya without congressional authorization. President Obama, Vice President Biden, House Speaker John Boehner, and Governor John Kasich of Ohio are playing a much-anticipated golf game. After losing the vote, the union vows to try again at Target. The Target affiliate in Valley Stream, New York, is a test case for the union and the company, which says employees do not want or need representation. And finally, hundreds of hospitals across the country needlessly expose patients to radiation by scanning their chest twice on the same day, records indicate. More on that story on our health page. As we take one last look at the weather right now, it's 75 degrees. Today and Saturday will be 85 degrees. A slight chance of showers with an 18% chance of precipitation. By noon it'll be 79 degrees. By 3 it'll be 82. And by 6 it'll be 80 degrees. On Sunday, it'll be a humidity of 51, a high of 86, with a 13% chance of precipitation. And on Monday, high of 81, where the hottest day will be around noon, it will be a high of 77, then the rain kicks in at 3 o'clock. That's your three-day look. And that's a Dot FM Morning News. Goodbye.